Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday, or excuse me, your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get pen, paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we're led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, humbling our hearts, Lord, asking for mercy, for grace, oh God. We ask that you will look down on us with compassion. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, search our hearts and remove anything that you're not pleased with, anything in our hearts that's not right. Forgive us, oh God, and take it away. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're calling on you to stop by here while we're on this broadcast, Lord. Send your anointing, oh, God. Send your power, Lord Jesus. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind. Move upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give somebody the mind to turn from their ways. Give them the mind, oh, God, to surrender unto you in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We pray right now, God, that you will touch somebody's heart, Lord God, who is feeling broken down, Lord. Mend the heart back together. Pick up the pieces, oh, Lord. We know you're able, my God, to fix it in the name of Jesus. We are praying, God, that you'll remember those who don't know you in the departing of their sins. Lord God, reveal yourself unto them and save their souls. Deliver them right now, Lord, even during this broadcast. Let your word reach every heart. Let it touch the hearts of those who are listening. Lord, let it minister to each of us the things that we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing. Lord, we ask that you will have your way. Take control, my God. Move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We pray for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, my God, bless tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. Everyone who is seeking to be healed, touch their bodies, Lord, and heal them of every infirmity, every sickness or disease that's plaguing them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, only you can do it, Lord. You are a miracle worker. Oh, God, and we believe you tonight. Lord, we are taking you at your word, asking you, Lord, to have your way. Oh, God, and let your holy will be done. Bless your people everywhere. And remember the bereaved, oh, God, those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close but dear to them. Have mercy on them, Lord, and give them comfort. Lord God, give them consolation. Lift the burden of their heart in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to go through this difficult time. Look on all the family members, Lord, those who are not saved. Save them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight. Look on the backslider, my God. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them, oh, God, to make it back before it's too late. Give them a little more time in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have mercy, oh, Lord. We need mercy, my God. Let your grace abound, Lord. Move throughout the world. Let this ministry reach souls near and far. Help us, Lord, to even do more. Help us, oh, God, to go out and minister to souls, Lord, to be a witness unto them, to let them know about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh, Lord, to be more dedicated
give us a closer walk with you, Lord. Bring our minds in, Lord. Help us to focus more our attention on things above, not on things on the earth. And, Lord, help us to put you first. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have preeminence in our life. And bless us, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll remember our leaders, Lord God. Bless them in a special way to encourage their heart. Help them, Lord, to lead your people. How, oh, Lord, only you can do it. We believe it right now, Lord God, and we count it as done. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for your touch, Lord.
Thank you for blessing us, oh God.
Thank you for being gracious and merciful. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for strengthening us, Lord. Thank you for encouraging our hearts. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight for all that's done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now, Lord. We praise you. We bless your name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for that powerful prayer.
Thank you.
That prayer changes things. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I thank God for that prayer because prayer changes things. We will now be reading from the book of Psalm, the 43rd number of Psalm. Beginning with verse 1. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. See all. Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. May God bless the reading of his word. I read the entire 43rd number of Psalms from verse 1 throughout verse 5, and may God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Evangelist Maybell. And that beautiful prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166-pound. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who holds the prayer work ministry of Edmund, the Ministry of Island, that's 7 a.m., that's 7 o'clock Sunday afternoon, that's Sunday afternoon, that's 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, continuing to pray for the bereaved Ingram Sewell family, for Evangelist Patricia Jones, Sister Rhoda, Danny Thompson, the bereaved Harrell family, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmund family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and the Breeze Paldo family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen and the Prayer Circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Culbreth and the Breeze Culbreth family, the Breeze Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Breeze Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for all of those who are currently requesting prayer. Amen. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'll just sing a little portion of this song, if it's the Lord's will. In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You who need mending, stop by the potter's house. Give him the fragments of your broken life, my friend. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Joy in the potter's house. There is love in the potter's house, and there is salvation in the potter's house. There is healing in the potter's house, and you'll find everything you need. In the potter's house, you'll find everything you need. In the potter's house, you'll find everything you need. In the potter's house, you'll find everything you need. In the potter's house, because the potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Hameen. The potter wants to put you back together again, and he can do it. If you believe him, he will do it. And this is what this broadcast is all about. Just put those souls together again, those who have been broken, disencouraged, and fallen by the wayside. The potter wants to put you back together again. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that selection. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. And we're going to go back, and we have a beautiful speaker on tonight in the person of the late Elder Daniel Hogs. So let us listen in intently to the Word of God.
Amen. time now for the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast with Evangelist May Edmond and Evangelist Melinda Edmond.
God bless all of you, our radio listeners. We thank God for our being here once again back in the studio live. This is Evangelist Melinda Edmond along with Evangelist May Edmond, and we also have a special guest in our midst tonight who's going to bring the Word of God. We just thank God for how the Lord, He allowed us to travel across the dangerous highways to Canada to take the word of God. And glory to God, the Lord met us there, and we had a glorious time. We just thank God for being back here one more time. We thank God for all of you, our radio listeners, who tune us in each and every week. We're glad to be back on board. Glory to God. Tom, I'd like to announce that we are currently in a prayer revival at Christian Temple Church of God Incorporated at 910 Shelton Avenue in the city of Camden, New Jersey. And we're inviting each and every one of you to come out and be with us at 7 o'clock in the evening. We are currently in the prayer revival as of right now. We'll also be in the prayer revival on tomorrow evening, if it be the Lord's will. We're inviting you to come on out and pray. Lay down your burdens unto the Lord. Glory to God. God is able to deliver. And we just thank God for all things. And at this time, I'd like to introduce a young minister that has been recently called unto the ministry. He may seem familiar to some of you and not familiar to all of you. But glory to God, the word of God is what's familiar. So we want you to take heed to what thus saith the Lord, coming through this young minister all the way from Athens, Georgia. Glory to God. He's here to preach the word of God under the anointing of God. He's been called, chosen, and anointed by God to preach this gospel. And we want you to hear what thus saith the Lord tonight, coming through none other than Minister Daniel Hoves, all the way from Athens, Georgia. Here is Daniel Hoves at this time.
Amen. Man, God bless you out there in Radio Land.
Yes.
Amen. We bring you greetings from True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia. Yes. Amen. We like to go to the Word of God. I'd like to call your attention to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. If you have your Bibles handy, would you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, amen, in the 14th verse. It reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. And the 15th verse, and now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. I'd like to stop right there. Amen. And then for the next few minutes, I'd like to talk about the power of prayer.
Yes.
And I'd like to use for a subject, prayer changes things.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Prayer changes things.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And prayer is communication with God.
Amen.
It is a request, amen, unto God.
Yes.
Prayer is also effective.
Yes.
Amen. Prayer has power over everything.
Amen.
Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. Prayer, we're talking about the power of prayer.
Yes.
Amen. And God was speaking here to Solomon, King Solomon, after he had built the temple.
Yes.
Amen. And began to pray the dedicatorial prayer unto God.
Yes.
And God began to answer Solomon back and began to let him know. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, amen, his name is holy.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible lets us know that holy and reverent is his name.
Yes.
Amen. The name of the Lord is holy.
Yes.
Amen. And we also must be holy.
Yes.
And he says that if they will, amen, shall humble themselves.
Yes.
Amen. Humble ourselves. When we come unto God, we have to humble ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Humble yourselves in prayer. The Bible says in 1 Peter, amen, 5 and 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Yes.
Amen. In the 7th verse,
higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about prayer tonight.
Yes.
We have to pray.
Yes.
We must learn to pray.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing.
Yes.
Amen. We have to learn to pray at all times.
Yes.
Amen. I heard a songwriter say, I've learned to pray in and out of season, any time, and for any reason. Prayer is the key. Faith will lock the door. If you believe, amen, you shall receive. You'll hear every word you say. And God, you call him. He's on his way. God will fix it. Every time, God will. God will. God is the answer for the world today. In the wicked world that we're living in now, prayer is able to change the city of Camden. Prayer is able to change your city today. Yes, it will. Can I get a witness here? Prayer works today. And men will learn to pray. Prayer works. Yes, it does. Prayer is effective. There is power.
Power.
Power in prayer. Prayer. To fix it in your home. Prayer. To fix it on your job. Prayer. Can fix it in your marriage. Can I get a witness? Prayer will. Prayer will. It'll fix it every time. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah, God. The Lord let us know if we will learn to pray. Amen. He said, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. People today, they're seeking everything but the face of the Lord. They're seeking loved ones. They're seeking a husband. They're seeking a wife. They're seeking a boyfriend. They're seeking a girlfriend. They're seeking peace in their mind. They're seeking money. Fine homes and riches. Amen. But not too many people are seeking the Lord. Jesus say, amen, in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord in a time like this. Go to God in prayer. If you got trouble in your home, and prayer is able to reach all the way to heaven. Can I get a witness? And when you pray, pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. People pray many times, but their minds is on everything and everybody but Jesus. They call it the prayer, and their minds is in California. Hallelujah. But if you pray, have your mind stayed on Jesus. 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 And Jesus, he'll hear your prayer. Hallelujah. I heard a songwriter say, prayer changes things. Pray. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. Sincere prayer changes things. All night prayer changes things. Midnight prayer changes things. Pray. Pray. You can pray until prayer will change God's mind. Hallelujah. You can pray so sincere until that prayer change the mind of God. Hallelujah. Prayer. It'll fix it for you. Prayer will. Prayer will. When nothing else will help you. Prayer. Prayer will fix it. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Hezekiah when he got sick, nigh unto death. And the prophet Isaiah went down there. God told him to tell him that he was going to die. He would not live. Hallelujah. But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray. He said, Lord, now, Lord, haven't I walked up right before you? Haven't I kept the faith? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. And before, amen, Isaiah could get out to the outer gate, God can heal your body, can heal cancer, can heal sugar diabetes, can cure AIDS. Yes, it will. The Lord said, if we would pray, he said, then will I hear from heaven. Hallelujah. And we'll forgive their sins and we'll heal their land. Hallelujah. Because of the wickedness in the land, God, amen, promise that he will hear and heal our land if we will pray. Pray without ceasing. He said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. Hallelujah. You know, it's good to pray in your home. It's good to pray on your job. It's good to pray in your car. It's good to pray in your secret closet. But it's better if you can get to the house of God and pray. Hallelujah. And the Bible said in Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is there heavy that it cannot hear. For your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face that he will not hear. Failure is not in God. Instead of us, but we gotta learn to go down in prayer and pray, pray, because prayer will change things. Prayer will fix it for you. Prayer has the power to reach all the way to heaven. Yes, it will. And God will hear our prayer and he'll answer us by and by.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. Powerful message. Anointed message coming through the late Pastor Daniel Hodes. Now at this time, after hearing the word of God, if you desire prayer, now is the time. If you're weak, you need strength. If you need to be saved and you want to be saved, prayer changes things. If you're sick in your body, afflicted, if you need deliverance, the Lord is here to deliver. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the message that came through the late Elder Daniel Hodes. Help us to take your word in. Help us to take you at your word, believing and being sure that thou art able to answer our prayer. We are sending up our communication to you, and we know you're able to deliver. You know all about us. You know what we're going through. You know our ins and our outs. I pray that you touch right now, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind every evil work. Draw somebody unto you. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. Touch and heal them that are sick, those who are afflicted in their bodies. Touch and heal, O Lord. Raise them up, O Lord. Let them realize that thou art a healer and that thou art a savior. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, O Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch while we are praying. Help somebody to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Help somebody to fall out with their ways, to turn from the error of their way, that they may seek your face and call on your name. Have mercy, O Lord. Look on those who are incarcerated. Send deliverance. And those who are bereaved of their loved ones, yes. Send deliverance, O Lord. Lift the heavy burdens. Strengthen them, O Lord. Help them. Help them to overcome, O Lord. Give them strength where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. We know thou art able, And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for thine anointing. We thank you, Lord, because we know you're able, Lord. Thank you because we believe you today. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you for prayer, because prayer changes things. We thank you for all that you're doing, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to look on those souls. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Continue to touch and bless, save and heal, forgive and deliver. And we will give our name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And at this time, we're going to hear from our evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through the late Elder Daniel about the power of prayer. And prayer changes things. And no matter how many times I hear him preach this message, it never gets old. The word of God is still relevant today. Prayer was changing things back then, and it's changing things today. And of a truth, it surely is praying time. And there's power in prayer. And I tell you, I just enjoy hearing his voice again. Amen. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Amen. And praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful message. And I could say with truth that every time I hear it, it just touches my heart. It's an anointed message of God. And I just love to hear that message preached by the late Elder Daniel. He was very young, and the Lord called him into the ministry, and the anointing of God was upon him, and it was manifest.
Yeah.
And the Lord began to use him in such a great and a mighty way. And just listening to that message about the power of prayer, he preached under the anointing, and I mean that word went out. And even today, it's still going out in the same power and anointing that God placed on him. And those words, they are so powerful that he brought out. And I truly enjoyed it, always enjoyed it. I could listen to it all day and all night. Amen. Praise God. It's so encouraging and so uplifting talking about the power of prayer and all the things that God did because somebody prayed. Evangelist May, continue to be encouraged and keep on doing the work of the Lord and let God continue to lead you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. We thank God for the remarks coming through our evangelist. I thank the Lord because I feel the same way. I feel that that anointing from this word that was preached tonight, I don't care how many times I listen to it, I can still feel the anointing and the essence of this message. And I tell you, it makes me want to pray like never before every time I hear it. I tell you, beautiful, beautiful message. And I thank God I'm encouraged through this message on tonight. And we hope that every listener has been encouraged through this message on tonight. Prayer can get the job done. Prayer changes things. No matter what your situation is, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what somebody else is saying, just take the word of God in, accept it, and God can do the work for you. So we praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this night set aside as oldies but goodies in the gospel. We invite you to tune in again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. and also on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Be with us on this broadcast, and the number to call in is 1-605-313-5995 pound. The access code is 565-2166 pound. Feel free to call in and join in with us. We thank God. If that's all, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to let you go tonight. If that's all, we say God bless you and good night.